some really interesting beats for your Monday morning. It's time to explore the brand new music for 2SER 107.3 for the week. Helping us do so every single week is Andrew Kuduri, our music director here at 2SER. Good morning, sir.
Hey there, Mitch.
What's this lovely stuff?
This is a duo from Berlin called Afrikaine 808.
Okay.
Yeah, so look, the name kind of gives it away. What they're doing is they're just putting that really nice, inviting swing and funk of West African bass and rhythms into a newfangled disco and house style template. Pretty sort of simple idea, but they do it really well. It's, you know, got that sweaty workout potential, but some really beautifully flowing moods as well. The album is called Basar, which comes from the ancient term for oriental marketplace.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so they've done a little bit of, you know, sonic marketing, as it were. And yeah, it's a really, really great record. I only discovered it a couple of days ago, but it's firmly in the iPod. Let's hear some more. Moving on a Monday there, Bala Bala from Afrikaine 808, Mitch.
Yeah, really nice stuff. Kicking off the new music segment for this week. What's the next piece you've got over there?
Complete change of pace, and it's from Freakwater, who are a duo out of Louisville, Kentucky, which is the same town as someone who's a bit of an ally in song and a regular guest on their really distinct album. So the group is Freakwater, and Bonnie Prince Billy, I think he's almost required by law to appear on people's albums when they come out of Louisville, Kentucky. But he's not on this record. This is the first album in 10 years from Freakwater. Catherine Irwin and Janet Bean are Freakwater, and the new album's called Scheherazade. But the Dirty Three's Warren Ellis takes part on this one. Oh. He's got some violin on it, and he plays a bit of flute as well.
Bit of flute.
I don't think I've ever heard him play some flute.
Okay.
So there's a first. But look, these guys, or these girls, I should say, their vocals combine and sing out like no one else in Americana, alternative country or otherwise. Really cinematic, really evocative, with a strangely sweet southern gothic style resonance. They're really out there in their own corner of the dark side of country music. The sun shines in a little bit, Mitch, but yeah, it's a skewed kind of warmth from these guys. Really, really good record, Scheherazade.
Tell me of the land where we are going. Will there be snowing? Will there be cold and rain? Tell me of a land where the sun is shining. Will we all be lying?
How are those voices?
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Freakwater there, Take Me With You, the name of that track. We're talking brand new music for the week here at 2SER 107.3 with Andrew Kuduri, our music director. One last little piece of treasure this morning. What will we hear next?
Yeah, it's a little bolt from the blue. I really, really am taken by this album from someone who has just appeared kind of out of nowhere, but he's been working his trade for a little while. His parents, who are also composers, call him Christopher Duncan, but he goes by the name of C. Duncan for his own music. He studied at a very prestigious outlet, the Glaswegian Royal Conservatoire of Scotland.
Conservatoire,
Mitch.
Okay,
get it right. And he's just released a stellar debut album. It's called Architect. It's just got this elegance about it and a real dreaminess. And he gives this classical reach to blissed out pop. So if you like that kind of floating, pastoral, blissed out kind of sound, he's got some really amazing textured rhythms, some good beats, and the real killer, these layered harmonies that ring out like symphonies. Mm. And that's the classical reach of this record. But one of the things I really like about Architect is that I think he's striving for this kind of heavenly sound in the same way as gospel music does.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's really influenced by gospel music, but he does what he does with this kind of tingling pop thrill. I really, really like this record. It's by C. Duncan out of Scotland. It's called Architect, so I thought I'd leave you with a track called Silence and Air.
For more info, check out the new music review. It's called Serving Up at 2ser.com. Andrew Kuduri, thank you so much.
See you next week.
See you then.